بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنه قال: لما ثقل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جعل يتغشاه الكرب، فقالت فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها وعنهم: وكرب أبتاح. فقال: In this hadith, in which is described the last moments of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a few aspects of that, and after Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had passed away. And this is described by Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the only living daughter at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passing away. And also the most beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she was the one who resembled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. And also in all his ways of life, all the sunnahs, his habits, she was the one who had adopted them also the most. She was the most beloved, and she loved her father the most. And how she felt at that time, some aspects of that are described here. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum says, Lamma taqulan nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's health deteriorated, now the end of his life, and his health had deteriorated, ja'ala yataghashahu al-karb. The pangs of death started overpowering Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sakarat was quite heavy on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the ulama had given various explanations for. And one of them is that the more difficulties a person goes through in this world, the more higher stages a person, Allah Ta'ala, gives to a person. And the higher stages that were to be attained by any person was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he went through these difficulties of sakarat. And sakarat is definitely no easy thing. It is a very difficult thing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now overpowered with the pangs of death, with sakarat. So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, her great love for her father, and we cannot imagine what great love she had, and for her to see that she was present at that time, it was extremely difficult and hard for her. So she said, Wa karba abtah. She said, oh, how painful the pangs of death are to my father, that my father is going through this difficult time, and she is witnessing it, and this sakarat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. Faqal, and then she says further, Laysa ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Laysa ala abika karbun ba'd al-yawm. After this day, your father will experience no more pain. This was the last of this dunya, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's whole life, the tests and trials that he was put through, voluntarily also, by night he used to engage in Allah's ibadah to such an extent that his legs used to swell up. Today we can't imagine, if we just have to make a little bit longer sajda, we feel already, we find it hard. But to stand in ibadah to that extent that the legs swell up. Today, for any small excuse, we will sit down, we will use a chair. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood and his legs also swelled up. And then with all the enemies in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif, the Jews, the Munafiqeen, all the expeditions of battle, we cannot imagine what making the tarbiyat of all his Sahaba in a short period of really the Madani life, the little, altogether 23 years, but particularly in the Madani life, and then to set the foundation for a whole Islamic Khilafat, whole, not the government of one country, but the whole Khilafat of the world of the Muslims. Oh, great, great efforts. And now right at the end also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through this. And like when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to return from a journey, used to make first go to the masjid, make two rakats of namaz, meet the people, and before going home, used to go and meet Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. when she saw him on one of the returns of his journey, that his hair was disheveled, his clothes were dusty, she also cried. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Don't worry, a day will come when this kalima of La ilaha illallah will have entered every house, solid house, unbaked house, every house this kalima would have entered." So this was how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone through. And he said, now this is now over, this is the last. After that, what great enjoyment Allah Ta'ala is going to give to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the akhirat, nobody can ever imagine. فَلَمَّا مَاتَ قَالَتْ. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, she said, "Ya Abdah, O my beloved father," and with what feeling she must have said it also, "Ajaba Rabban Da'a." He answered the call of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, his Rabb, when Allah had called him. In other words, now he has returned to Allah Ta'ala. Allah called him and he has returned. Jannatul Firdaus Ma'wa, and Jannatul Firdaus is his place now of residing. And yeah, now no more any worry whatsoever. No mort is going to come, no difficulty, no hardship. Now it is only enjoyment and pleasure forever and ever. Ya Abdah ila Jibreel, oh my father, we shall convey this news to Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. In other words, that of course Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam was aware, but that we will now find solace in conveying this news to Jibreel alayhi salam. He was that close, what a great companion, Jibreel alayhi salam, who brought the whole Quran Sharif, all the wahi, and being an angel and the greatest of all the malaika. It means that we will have that consonance, like when a person, any good news comes, then he wants to break that news with a person that is dear to him. Any difficulties and hardships also come, then a person wants to break that news, talk about it to those that we feel who we can have a shoulder to cry on. So we will convey this news to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, this very sad event and happening of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passing away. And that is, whenever any ummati reads and hears about this, he also feels very sad and very hard at the time of the passing away of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And what to say about the Sahaba and about Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. فَلَمَّا دُفِنَ قَالَتْ. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried, then she is فَقَالَتْ فَاطِمَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا. Hazrat Fatima رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا said, أَطَابَتْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَن تَحْثُوا عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ التُّرَابِ. Did it please you, that he is speaking to Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to throw sand over Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You just imagine that Allah's Nabi, what a great position, what great love. And the Sahaba were really the only people who knew the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the great love they had for him. But now came the time when it is the command of Sharia and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person passes away, then sand has to be thrown over him. Now how, she asked, how could you people ever have come to that you threw sand on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You had to bury him, which had to be done. There was no other way, and the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if a person thinks that how can I do this? If a person who loves his father and he has to bury his father, he finds it very, very hard. To bury his mother, he finds it even more harder. But of course, we have to do this. She said, where did you get the hearts to do this? And this was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So there, in this hadith, we are taught the sabr Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made when maut came on him, and sakarat. What sabr Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made. and the sabr of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. What great sabr she had made. And from here we have to take a lesson that we also learn to make sabr. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah make it that we try and make ourselves, build that ability within us, that we also, may Allah save us from such hard and difficult conditions. But if they do come, then at that time we can make also sabr. May Allah give us tawfiq.